You're in tune with Organ First Radio. It's December, and guess what? Yes, indeed. As Andy Williams would have vocalised, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And that was John Kyfin on his Versi organ, a track taken from his latest CD titled King of Hearts, with no less than 18 tracks all associated with singer Andy Williams, who passed away in September. There'll be another track from John Kyfin's new CD at the end of the show today. In the meantime, and to spare you a whole 60 minutes of festive music, I'll be including some tracks from other new CDs as well as old ones too. For instance, here's the legendary George Wright at the Little Wurlitzer in the Rialto Cinema in Pasadena, and he's in the company of Mr. Sandman. George Wright and Mr. Sandman, first published and recorded in 1954 by the Cordettes Vocal Group. Most people know the words to the song, but did you know that the composer of the tune, Pat Ballard, actually rewrote the words. Well, one person who did was Lenny D.
Santa, Santa, Mr. Santa.
Mr. Santa, bring me some toys. Bring Merry Christmas to all girls and boys. And every night I'll go to sleep singing and dream about the presents you'll be bringing. Santa, promise me please, give every reindeer a hug and a squeeze. I'll be good as good can be. Mr. Santa, don't forget me. Mr. Santa,
Santa,
dear old Saint Nick,
Santa,
be awful careful and please don't get sick.
Santa,
put on your coat when breezes are blowing, and when you cross the street, look where you're going. Santa,
Santa,
I love you so.
Santa,
I hope you never get lost in the snow.
Santa,
take your time when you unpack. Mr. Santa, don't hurry back.
Santa, Santa, Mr. Santa.
Mr. Santa, now we've been so good. We've washed the dishes and done what we should. Made up the beds, scrubbed up our toesies. We've used the hanky when we've blown our noses. Santa, look at our ears. They're clean as whistles, we're sharper than shears. Now we put you on the spot. Mr. Santa, Santa,
please, please, Santa,
Merry Christmas, Santa, to you.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Santa.
Mr. Santa, played there by Lenny D, and taken from another fantastic compilation of recordings by this famous Hammond organ star. 29 tracks in all, some of them having been brilliantly restored from original 78s and 45s, and culminating with a full copy of his Happy Holiday LP tracks. Now, the record label behind this release, Submarine Records, has given me a copy of the CD to give away as a prize. So, to win that copy, I need you to tell me what Lenny D's real name was. Lenny D was his stage name, but what was his birth name? Send in your answer to me, Alan Ashton, at Organ First Radio. The competition will remain open for the whole of December, and then I'll pick out the winner from the correct answers received. Here's a firm organ festival favourite, especially if you have the stamina to stay up until the wee small hours listening to him. It's Steve Liddell on Technics GA3 with Coney Island.
Thank you.
Steve Liddell on Technics, and Coney Island, written by Julius Wechter, who also wrote the hit for Herb Alpert, Spanish Flea. The terrible damage inflicted by the recent Hurricane Sandy badly affected Coney Island and the famous boardwalk area, but it appears that the huge organ in the Atlantic City Ballroom escaped damage. Here's a nice little number played on the 19-ranked Moller organ in the Capitol Theatre, Chambersburg, in Pennsylvania. The organist in residence there is Bob Iyer Jr., and the tune is Christmas in the City of Angels. Bob Iyer Jr. and Christmas in the City of Angels. Well, I had a nice surprise the other day when I received a couple of special tracks from organist Stan Kioma on his Roland AT900C. Three tunes, all from the pen of Cole Porter. I'm sure you know the titles, but anyway, have a guess. sure you guessed all the tunes. They were, of course, It's De Lovely, Anything Goes, and finally, You Do Something to Me, played there by Stan Kioma. And my thanks to Stan for sending that track especially for the show. Last month, I featured some tracks from two new CDs on the OK Rollum label and promised all of you who enjoy the Blackpool sound that I'd select a couple more this month. Both are taken from the CD titled The Tower and the Glory, which features Watson Holmes, Horace Finch, Ernest Broadbent, and of course, Mr. Blackpool himself. Well, it's a very young Reginald Dixon who we're about to hear in a short extract from a two-sided selection which was issued with the title Under Southern Climes. Now, the Metal Master discs for this and several other recordings too were found in a junk shop several years ago. They were given to a very well-known sound engineer by the name of Stuart Eltham, who recorded many of the sessions at Blackpool by Reginald Dixon, and he went to inordinate lengths to rescue these discs, the best of which are on this CD. Well, let's have a listen then to Reg Dixon at the original Tower Wurlitzer with La Cucaracha. Reginald Dixon and La Cucaracha. Now, also on that same CD is a lengthy selection which was actually recorded by Ernest Broadbent for what had hoped to be a released video. Sadly, the original master film negative was lost in a fire in America, and all that remains is the magnetic audio tape, which is what is on this CD. Here's the finale then to a typical medley of tunes by that master musician, Ernest Broadbent. Thank you. Fascinating Rhythm, Love Walked In, and I Got Rhythm. Three well-known Gershwin tunes played by Ernest Broadbent and originally intended for a video, the visuals which sadly went up in smoke. There is also a companion CD to this one, and it features a recreation of any one of the BBC broadcasts that Horace Finch gave from the lovely Wurlitzer that used to be in the Empress Ballroom. Hence the title of the CD is Empress Days. With quite a lot of activity going on at the Empress with an organ going back in there, the CD will give you a chance to hear what it originally sounded like in the hands and feet of Blackpool's ace organist, Horace Finch. Back now then to some electronic organ sounds from Hammond organist Jackie Davis and The Christmas Song. Was Jackie Davis at the Hammond organ with The Christmas Song, and that was taken from a very early LP of his titled Organistics. Well, from the unmistakable sound of the Hammond to the glorious sounds of the Allen Renaissance Quantum 5-manual 52-rank instrument, played by someone who had a design in this and other Allen organ models too. Walt Stroney. Here he is then with Beethoven's Ode to Joy.
Thank you.
Beethoven's Ode to Joy, given the waltz-droney treatment on the Allen organ. A couple of months ago, I was able to arrange a charity concert in which Britain's Got Talent finalist Jean Martin agreed to play in order to raise some money. Apart from playing piano and the Methodist Chapel's own pipe organ, she of course brought along her ever-reliable Yamaha EL900. Jean Martin in big band dancing mood with Sweet Sue. Whenever it comes to choosing music for the Christmas edition of these shows, I always try to make a point of looking amongst my collection for the lesser heard festive offerings. And two that fit the bill are those about to be played by Klaus Vunderlich. Firstly, his own composition, Holy Advent, and then Joy to the World, The Lord is Come. Thank you. the glorious sound created there by the absolute master of the Versi, Beta and Helios organs, Klaus Wunderlich, and taken from his 1987 CD titled Jingle Bells. Another organist who, like Klaus Wunderlich, worked very hard to perfect his own special organ sounds was John Walker. And like many of you, I guess, I was always sorry when he decided to stop touring the organ circuit. His digital orchestra was a well-engineered and crafted sound, and whereas so many of today's players do tend to sound very much the same, John Walker's sound was instantly recognisable and in a class of its own. From his 1999 album titled Your Favourite Christmas Melodies, here's John with his own composition, 2,000 Years Ago. Thank you. Time to return to Blackpool again, and this time the famous ballroom is about to be filled with the sounds produced by Arnold Loxham. Firstly, Winter from the Four Seasons by Vivaldi, then a composition which goes back to 1949 called December. That's followed by The Fairy on the Christmas Tree, and we end up by having a musical sleigh ride in Alaska. But before all that, we need to get aboard the Santa Claus Express.
Thank you.
Bloxham there in fine form at the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. We started off this month's programme with a track from the new CD by John Kyvin, which features some of the best-known songs by Andy Williams. And what better way than to close but with this one, a lovely ballad that really and truthfully says it all. Yes, indeed, may each day be a good one. From Ian and Jerry King, my wife Dorothy, and yours truly, Alan Ashton, we all hope you have a very happy Christmas.